Mac, when you were planning for this game, what did you guys say about Marquise and what you wanted to do with him?
Well, we felt like that our advantage would be in space with our speed. And DJ had back spasms all week. I think he played one play tonight, but he didn't practice hardly at all. And we needed to get Marquise, and we needed to get DJ Monroe the ball in space when we could. And we tried it early, and they had a good plan and stopped it with a Sam linebacker upfield. We had a deep ball to Marquise that I think got caught in the lights. It was early. Those lights are right down the sideline, and we were wide open for a touchdown. And when we came out, it's interesting when you're in a bowl game, a lot of time the officials spot the ball differently than your league. And they spotted the ball very quickly on David one time, and we ran down one time and had a delay of game. We had another one where we had to call a timeout coming out of a break, which is something you can't have. But then we had a great break. They lined up offsides to the punt, and then our guys did a real good job of calling an explosive play, and it was blocked perfectly for Marquise. And when he hits the crease, that 10-3 speed happens. So he played a great game tonight, and we challenged all of our players to make sure that our seniors left happy and had a happy dressing room, and that's happening in there tonight.
David, on the touchdown pass to Gray, how fast is your mind spinning that's going on as you're escaping? Do you ever panic, and what did you when did you realize that he was going to be open there?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, he's a great player, first of all. Second of all, my offensive line was doing a great job protecting and giving me time to get back there and try to make something happen. And then I think at that point you just start reacting. It's not really designed that way. It just kind of happens that way. And Jay Gray, he could have given up on his route, but he kept wheeling up the sideline and did what he was coached to do. So he showed some discipline there, and that was awesome. And whenever players play hard and have a little freedom to play, they'll make plays for it. So he did, and I appreciate it.
David's never lost a bowl game. 2-0.
I've got two more questions for Coach Brown. He's going to go to the locker room.
David, real quick, those last two drives, 7 of 7.
Sorry. That's okay. Yeah, I get it.
Just kind of talk about that. The
two more questions for Coach Brown. Yes, David?
Be my guest, Coach.
Not much discipline. No, I won't answer it.
7 of 7, though. Just what was going right on those drives? It just seemed like everything was working for you. Could you feel that?
Well, you know, I think we kind of had gained the momentum at that point in the game, and the guys were believing. And whenever you start just playing ball and you're not thinking about anything else, it's just playing ball, reacting and having fun out there, and I was just trying to do my job. And the reason I was 7 for 7 is because my offensive line was blocking well. My wide receivers were making plays. I was throwing balls behind receivers, under receivers, and they were grabbing them for me. So I think the guys just made plays. They came down to it, and it was a team win. The defense was making plays for us, getting the ball back, and we came together. Couldn't be prouder of these seniors. Couldn't be prouder of this team.
And that's a really good defensive line, too. Those guys were good. They were rushing us, and I did think we got them on the heels with a no huddle, and our guys blocked them very well.
Mac, I think the celebration said it all, but is this the step forward that you were hoping for? Is this the step forward into the offseason, and this being a young team that you would want leaving here?
Yes, one of our young strength coaches, Tim Cross, was at chapel this morning. That's what Kenny was talking about, and he said you got to get your mind right, and you got to move off the space you're in. Because we were ready to move for TCU and we didn't move. We were ready to move at Kansas State and we didn't move. And he said, you can either stay where you are, which is not the standard we've set, or you can move and you can take a step forward. To do that, you have to do that tonight. And the thing we told the guys at halftime is it can't be better than this to make the move because we're down, we're struggling, they've got the momentum. And for us to win this game, we're going to have everybody jump in and do their job and do the best that they can possibly do. But this is what we need. We need a tough win against a top team to get back in the mix where we get confidence with all these guys coming back. And then you add 13 practices to a bunch of young guys, and it was a really good win for us.
Mac, how proud are you of Alex in his final game in Burnt Orange, probably the best game he's played for you guys?
I'm really proud of Alex. You look at guys that come in 4 years, So Alex has really been here 3.5 years. He's already gotten his degree, which is phenomenal for all the people that talk about kids and academics and college. And he's a guy that'll be drafted high in the NFL. He'll play a long time, in my estimation, if he wants to in the NFL. And he and Kenny took over this team on leadership, which was obvious by the vote of the players for the captains. Probably when we were struggling about West Virginia, something in there, Alex and Kenny, we asked them. We said, you just have to step up and help us on defense. We're just really struggling. And they did that. And they've made such an impact when we've had really, really hard bowl practices. I mean, they're really, really hard and demanding and physical and draining. And one of the things we said each day is if you all will practice as hard as Alex and Kenny practice every day, then you'll play hard because they don't know anything different. That's who they are. That's what they do. And these seniors have done a great job, as few as they are. But Alex and Kenny have gotten the defense playing with some confidence and playing well tonight.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.